Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome to the club, ladies.
What happened?
Well, it's surprising it took them this long to get here.
At the club?
Well, I mean, women for years and years and years, they've been viewed as the more, what's the word I'm looking
for? The fairer
sex. Well, no, they are the fairer sex. Mm-hmm. Also, reasonable, right? More mentally measured.
Understanding.
Yep, and that's gone.
What happened?
Because you can no longer call us pigs if this is what you're going for.
Oh.
When the man you're looking for.
Mm.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5, WCMF. Women are using a new rule to ensure they find only the most quality single men available when they're looking for people to date. You ready?
All right.
It's called the 666 rule.
All right, so what am I getting with my sixes?
And it has nothing to do with the devil.
All right.
Here's the rule. First six, he must be 6 feet tall.
All right.
Second six, he must make at least six figures.
All right.
Third six, he must have six-pack abs.
Okay.
Oh.
So you had to be a trim, rich, tall dude.
You got it.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
Good luck, ladies.
Tommy's a no on that one. At least I get one of them.
Which one did you get?
6 feet tall.
Oh.
Yeah. Did you have to ask that question?
No, I thought you were working on your six-pack. You're working out.
Yeah, I'm never. Shut up. You're never going to have a six-pack.
Yeah, I guess there's like certain body frames that's just not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And our family's got it.
Yeah, 100%. Like, I'm going to start getting mad again. Like, I am mad at my body. I'm mad at my genes.
No, it's that Irish gene, man.
I've never seen an Irish six-pack in my life.
You won't. Well, you will see the six-pack. That's why you ain't got the six-pack.
So again, 666. He must be 6 feet tall, make at least six figures, and have six-pack abs. We're not making this up.
A ripped, rich guy.
You got it. Women say they are using this on dating apps to narrow down what they claim are an endless pile of men who simply do not add up to what they're looking for.
But you're never going
to
have a mate. You're never going to get laid.
You're never going to have a mate?
You just see, it's Australian, Tommy. That jacket makes him look like a kangaroo.
You might find a mate in Australia. Not here, though.
All right.
Kimmy and I know a lot about Australia after what we were watching after the show yesterday. I mean, should they be shooting this high, Tommy?
No.
I also think it's tough to filter out in dating apps because people can lie about those things.
This is true.
I mean, maybe not the abs. Well, actually, you could Photoshop that if you really were motivated.
Yeah, but like
in real life, you're going to be very disappointing.
But if in the first 5 minutes of the date, I go, let me see your abs. No, that's a red flag.
Like those qualifications, you would have to go out and see somebody in person. And talk to them in person.
But you also wouldn't know what they made.
That you could lie about, but I would think eventually you'd get exposed. Like, you'd only lie so long about that.
Do you be surprised how long you can lie about how much money you have? Just
fair, fair, fair.
Okay, but like, to say you're looking for a guy that also has means,
mm-hmm.
right, and is tall, and is
good looking.
Well,
in shape. And you have to think like, oh, I can attract that guy.
Yeah.
Because you also have to be, have to bring something to the table.
Sure, yeah.
Because that dude's...
Like, he has to be interested, as equally
that dude could get any chick he wants. The guy you're describing...
6 foot, six figure, six pack abs.
Yeah. He could go out anywhere and get laid and get a bunch of women following him around, right?
Yeah, I agree with you.
You're a movie star, so he doesn't need you.
And that's what's so interesting about what's happening here.
Yeah.
We may be at a turning point in American history. Today is the day that single ladies in America have become as ridiculous as single men have been since the beginning of time.
Well, they're becoming shallow. That's a that's a completely shallow look at people.
Yeah, because that's all physical.
Well, no, the finances aren't.
Right, but I'm saying
it's all bling.
Yeah.
Tall, rich, good looking. That's
all
bling.
Something you can see.
That's arm candy.
Now, look, I don't disagree with you that it's shallow. It goes past shallow, I think, because shallow is...
Well, otherwise, you go shallow, you just hit the bottom.
Well, that's what the problem is here. We have hit rock bottom. Because shallow is, I would like to have a guy that looks really good, right? But maybe I can't accomplish that. The idea that you could attain, the average woman could attain a 6 foot tall, six figure making, six pack ab having man.
Yeah.
It's never going to happen.
You want Brad Pitt.
Exactly. And here's the thing. For the longest time, Tommy, you'd see trolls of dudes. Dudes that look just gross, right? That expected to meet tall, gorgeous women.
You wanted a centerfold.
Yes, that were going to be at their beck and call. And like, there's wanting. But Tommy, we knew men who were just busted and gross and broke and stupid. And they would criticize good-looking women that weren't good enough for them.
Right.
Not that those men had chances with those women either, but they would, and then they'd bitch and they'd moan that they couldn't find this fantasy woman they were looking for.
Those standards.
Yes. Yeah. Those were sad, sad men. Ladies, welcome to the show.
Now, why do you want to be like us? Why do you want to come down to our level? That doesn't make any sense to me.
Okay, but like the fact that you say that and realize you're doing it means that you could go above that level.
But why do you want? But why are you coming down to us?
No, but like again, if you understand what you're doing, it gives you the ability to examine what you're doing and change. So I don't think that's like the progressive thought you thought it was.
You know what I'm interested in? Because a lot of movies that were popular when I was like a kid / teenager growing up, it was like a nerdy girl gets like the high school jock, gets like the good looking guy.
But doesn't he turn into a vampire?
No, he's a vampire the whole time, man.
I didn't know.
It was never the other way around.
Oh, yeah, no, there was that movie with Jason Biggs.
So nerdy guy gets hot chick?
But he ends up with the nerdy girl.
Does he? I didn't see the movie.
Are you talking about nerds?
No, Revenge of the American Nerds. Pie, is that
you
what
literally
you're talking about?
Oh, American Pie. You literally described the plot of Revenge of the Nerds that came out of the 80s and had multiple sequels.
He ends up with a girl at band camp.
No, I know, but the Revenge of the Nerds, all the nerds got the hot chicks after sexual assault, which
but
when you look back on it is what that was.
But I guess that's before my time.
Okay.
I'm thinking of like movie, like rom-coms as a teenage girl that you watch growing up. Like the girl got a guy that was not, I guess, seen as like her
good
level.
Looking.
Okay.
So like,
I get what you're
like,
saying.
Are our minds warped by that and where these unrealistic expectations came from? Because like, there were never any like nerdy looking guys in those movies. Like maybe they need to start putting short, ugly men as the heroes in some of these rom-coms.
They tried it with Billy Crystal.
Yeah, but he's just not.
He got laid.
Were you talking about Sleepless in Seattle?
No, that's Tom Hanks.
Same difference. What's the difference?
Are you calling Tom Hanks ugly?
No, because I think Tom Hanks is brilliant, and you know how I feel about Billy Crystal. here and I'm doing my song. Now I'm over here and I'm doing this now. And da 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 da.
What's the name of that famous? You know where
when
she's
Harry
having
met
the
Sally.
Yes.
Now he was a good looking guy, and he got a good looking woman.
But again, that was I can't think of a movie.
50 years ago.
Yeah, I can't think of a movie where that was the case.
Growing up, where ugly guy. Well, no, every sitcom is a fat ugly dude with a smoking hot wife.
But that's a sitcom.
Different. I'm thinking of the movies you idolized as a kid.
All right, so you're
like,
saying
she's all that.
Okay, you're saying that like a Cinderella story with Hilary Duff. She's all that.
Yeah,
with...
like you had every guy that starred in those movies was a good-looking dude,
handsome man.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're saying those movies for your
I'm just wondering
age group
if like you studied
your...
if you studied like what we thought was like romance growing up and like what we thought relationships were growing up. If that has any effect on us being shallow today.
Do you think you're more shallow than women that came before you? Says woman who married 6 foot man with abs.
Probably.
On a calendar.
Probably because I think women over time had more options, which would kind of could create more shallow people.
So you are shallow.
You meet more
options
people.
Options make shallow.
Tell me something, Kim.
Also, dating apps probably make people more shallow just in general.
Okay.
Because your whole goal is to find somebody you find is good looking.
So we're just sinking as a society.
Yeah, but we're raising it other ways.
Okay, all right.
A lot of breweries. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. We're talking about the 666 rule. It's something women have started to use to navigate through all the noise and gross dudes on dating apps. First six, he's got to be 6 feet tall. Mm-hmm. Second six, he must make at least six figures. Third six, he must have six-pack abs. What's funny is, like, when you really get down to brass tacks of how easy it would be to find a man like that, forget the fact that he would also have to be attracted to you. Let's put that aside. What percentage of men in America do you think fit the bill of being 6 foot tall, making six figures, and having six-pack abs?
To have all three.
Yes.
To hit the trifecta. It's got to be under 10%.
I bet. No, it's way under 10. Five?
But it would be under 10.
Well, no, it would be less than 5 because 5% would be about 7 to 8 million men. It could be 1%.
I also think we may be warped here. I think that there, it's funny, like, if you go to, like, a bigger city or other places, and I forget that people are taller in general
in
those
I understand.
Other places.
Look, there are guys that are 6 feet.
We're squatty town.
There are.
I think we are shorter in general here.
Well, we have a lot of ethnicities that don't get over the 5 foot seven.
Right, that we're squatty.
So, like, somebody over 6 feet tall is going to stand out a lot more.
Sure. But look.
We don't have a lot of tallness.
As the tall delegate in this room, right, and
well,
I go to my
tall.
I go to my tall man meetings every day, but she's not allowed in the tall man meetings.
With those hands?
Look, you're right.
Yeah.
Like, if you go to New York City, there's plenty of dudes that are over 6 feet that make six figures. The hardest part of this is
not
the abs.
Not the Diamond District.
The hardest part is the abs.
The hardest part is the abs.
Yeah, that's fair.
Nobody.
I'm surprised the abs are a requirement, though.
And by the way, to maintain that physique through your life. So, let's say you're a ripped kid. By the time you're 45, you may not have that same body.
No,
you may
you're
be
right.
in good shape, but you may not look like somebody that's going to be on the cover of a magazine.
And that's what's so funny, right? Like, time eliminates men being able to do this, because by the time you make six figures, you're right.
That's
you're
going
to be out of a point where your body can maintain six-pack abs if you were able to get them at all.
Right. If you're making six figures, you probably don't have time to be hitting the gym for 2 hours.
Well, no, then there's an argument.
Like, running.
That people make the argument that folks that do make six figures are the ones that are motivated to go to their gym. Your body is a temple.
Okay. I doubt it.
I don't have that issue.
Yeah.
Plenty of time. Plenty of time. I want abs.
But it doesn't do anything for you.
No, I just want to know I can do it.
But you can't. Are you going to waste your whole life doing crunches?
No, it's over. I know. I've resigned myself to the fact that it ain't going to happen.
So my brother wanted abs. And both my brothers are big gym guys, right?
Mm-hmm.
So my brother heard if you did rowing exercises, like those rowers always have, like, they're really ripped. So my brother got on a rowing machine at the gym. And he did it for, like, ever. And he was, like, bragging. He was setting, like, the gym record. And then he effed up his back.
Yeah.
Never got the abs, but now he's got sciatic nerve damage from rolling.
That's not part of the 666.
No, no. It actually feels like the devil's holding his spine for your 666.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.